Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. We also talked about success factors for teamwork. You guys remember that part? When we talk about teamwork and what we need to do to make teams happen? Let's recapture that a little bit. Remember when I talked about binding?
So one of
your colleagues 2 days ago, right? He met me again, like first time, and said, "Ah, you're the binding guy." I thought it was funny, you know. Yeah. So that's the primary success factor for teams, is that you have binding cues, right? That you build relationships where people have trust, they're able to open up, and where you have psychological safety. The higher the interaction and the binding cues are in a group of people, the more you are able to solve complex problems. We move to the second factor, is based on psychological safety. We have open communication. We have transparency. We talk about the real issues. So, for example, in the Navy SEALs, it's called after action reports. In the agile environment, it's retrospectives. So you sit down like this time here today, and we discuss real things, real information, real situations, and we try to improve. Okay, so that's the second success factor. And then we need one to really, have a reason to work in a team. What do we need? Yes, we need purpose. Absolutely, we need a purpose. And now, let's differentiate a little bit. What's the difference between purpose and goals? So we all have goals, right? We have company goals, we have, you know, strategy goals and all that, operational goals. But what's purpose? How can we differentiate? What's the difference? Right, it's more personal, it's more psychological, it's something that touches your heart, right? And let's just make the example. What's the purpose of a family? So the purpose of the family is each and everyone is taking care of each other, and especially we take care of the smaller family members, right? The little kids. That's the purpose of a family. And that's why when we make a hike, right? As parents, we don't run away and we go far away from our family. We go behind. We stay behind. We make sure everyone is following, right? We make sure everyone is safe. So the family has a purpose. And by the way, when you sometimes see conflicts in families where parents are arguing and there's like, you know, separations going on and stuff like that, you will see that the kids are fighting for this purpose. They're trying to bring the parents together again. They're trying to find ways how they, you know, make communication going between the parents. So it's a very strong purpose, and it holds a family together. So now, if we switch now the topic and we go to business, so then the question is, what's your purpose? You might as well all have goals, right? And we agree we all have goals. But the key question is, what purpose can you find here in this group together where you say, that's worth fighting for?
Having fun, because we spend a lot of time here.
For example, having fun. Yeah, that's absolutely, that's a valuable purpose to have. Or I just give you some other example. Use the current market situation to make this company a great company, to raise your level of leadership together as a team with everyone involved. So, and if you can find this purpose, then you will see that everything else, all your goals, they will fall in line. What you can do is, you can start to ask yourself, do I have purpose? Do I feel purpose in my life? And do I believe that we have purpose in my team, in my direct team, my direct reports? Do I feel that people have purpose? And then you could ask yourself, you have a discussion about what could be a purpose that you can find together. And the message here is, when you find that purpose where everyone agrees to say, yeah, actually, that's cool, that could be a purpose for me, then you will find that everything falls in line because you have real energy in the group and not just following goals, right? And just be curious to find what you can find. What sort of purpose is maybe the right one for you and your teams? And that's the way to energize your team. And that's also where you can challenge people and say, I don't feel purpose in you. Where's your purpose? And then you can start to think about, okay, how can we contribute to the community that we live in? How can we find purpose there? And that's usually something where people can connect very well, because that's the community they live in, right? So you can start to be curious about what ways you can find just small, maybe sponsorships for the local, soccer team or whatever, just small things where people can connect and find purpose why they are here. Okay, now let's move on. Last topic is creating commitment and accountability. How do we get there? How do we do that? That's the fourth success factor of teams. How do you get to accountability? It's related to the shop floor management topic. It's create transparency about performance in a group. So if you don't create transparency about performance in a group, you are risking to have what's called a Ringelmann effect, which is the most stable effect in psychological research when you look at organizational psychology. So it's something you can measure very, very accurately across all cultures everywhere. And the effect is, for example, you're five people pulling a rope, right? Everyone pulls 20 kilos. Five people times 20 kilos is 100 kilos, right? So you should be able, with five people, to pull a 100 kilo weight. Now, research shows that you're not able to do that. Like teams, they don't pull 100 kilo. They may be able to pull 80. But people that are connected to a rope, they don't pull 100, they pull 80. Now, why is that?
Varying levels of motivation.
Right. And maybe one is not really pulling, right? So you have four guys pulling and one person is not really pulling. He's like thinking, okay, maybe the guy before or after me is pulling. Okay, and that's called the Ringelmann effect. It's social loafing. It's hoping that someone else will pull harder than me. And so, to prevent this effect, that you have, that you don't achieve what you could actually achieve if you really release your full potential. To prevent that you don't get there, you need to make performance transparency. So, for example, the Ringelmann effect will show when you have five people pulling a rope, but it will not show in a 400 meter freestyle medley in the swimming pool. There you don't have a Ringelmann effect. Yeah, because you can't hide it, because every single swimmer is being clocked. And you see the performance. And then you can imagine what will happen if three guys really pull it, and then you have one who's not really giving it 100%. What will happen in the team? Right, they will talk to him and say, come on, you have to, give it a best shot, right? We want to win this together. Okay, and this is why shop floor management is such an important tool to use in a social environment of a company, because you make performance transparent. And now let's think about why we do that. We don't do it to punish people, right? We don't do that to you know, blame people. We do it to make real teamwork possible. That's why we drill it down to the task level, to have everyone understand, where am I working on, what will I do tomorrow, and where is my struggle, and how can you maybe help me, or how can you maybe help me? And if you don't get to that level of transparency in a team using shop floor management, then my question is, how can you perform in a team? It's just not possible. And you need to check yourself, is your purpose that I want to control people? Or is your purpose when using shop floor management that you want to help that people interact better, that they can raise their level of team performance, right? And that would be the solution. Okay, so then somehow people did not understand that the purpose really is to work better as a team. Okay, so that's the four factors of successful teamwork. You need psychological safety through binding. You need open communication about also the difficult stuff. And you need purpose. And you need transparency or accountability through transparency. That's what you need. And that's pretty simple. This is what you need to focus on. So you can make teamwork totally complex, but you can also make it pretty straightforward and easy to manage by focusing on these four things. First, psychological safety through creating binding cues, through having intense personal interaction and binding, right? Allowing to be a human being, basically. Then second, having open communication, so showing vulnerabilities in the team, saying, we did this wrong, I did this wrong, I did a mistake, we need to improve here, we need to improve there. So talking about the real thing, okay? Third, we need to have purpose. If we have purpose, then all goals will fall in line. And finally, fourth is creating accountability through transparency. Commitment, absolutely, absolutely. So if you have a lack of accountability, also one solution can be that you engage in more shop floor management, making performance more transparent. And then what you can do is highlight contribution. You can say, it's so good that you did that and that project last week, and thank you so much for your contribution. It really helps the team that you do that. So, right, you can really highlight the positive contribution. And if in the team people realize that you sense and you can feedback contribution, they will kick in. But if you're not spot on, and if a team gets the feeling, he doesn't really see me, he doesn't see my contribution, or, I remember Peter last week, he did a really great job, he doesn't mention it, then you get the Ringelmann effect. Then people will start to be more slack because they say it's not worth it. So this is why shop floor management can be such a powerful tool in leadership, but it's about leadership. It's not a controlling tool. It's about leadership. Or if we put it in the lean environment, the lean enterprise environment, which we talked about this morning, is the conceptual basically difference between Kaizen and Kairo. This is what we talked about. Now, Kaizen, we all know from Lean, is basically continuous improvement, right? But actually, if you look at the translation and where the word is actually coming from and what it really means, it's change in the physical world. So we do something together to improve things, and then we have a better running production line, whatever. However, the starting point is Kairo, which is questioning yourself and having basically the discipline to step out of your comfort zone to say, well, no, well, I'm not complacent. I'm not happy with the way it is. I'm going to question my performance or the performance of the team, and we go the next step. So complacency is when you just say, it's been going all right for the last years, everything is okay, right? No reason to change. And that's complacency. And complacency is the death of any improvement. And that's why in the lean world, the lean mentality is to keep a company in a mode of crisis. That's intentionally what they do. They shorten lead times. They reduce material on the shop floor, WIP, to create basically a state of crisis when you have like line breakdowns, right? And you need to fix it and see how can we improve? How can we get better? And in a way, that's a very smart way. You have to, on the other side, balance with binding, right? And purpose and good relations. But on the other side, it's a good way to, in parentheses, create a state of crisis, because it will just help you to improve and get better. So that's the whole topic of being complacent or not. And that's, in a way, I see your situation, you know, right now. I mean, you know, your business here has been going well, right? You never had a serious crisis. And now we have a downturn in the market, and it's actually, in my point of view, it's an opportunity. You can now use this to become a really great company. However, if you're complacent, then you don't, right?
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean, and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.